So just what it said, we're not really doing the Shulchan Aruch. It says, "Sakina magil b'klivishin, you catch them in a klivishin, mutarin, klivishin nikrisher sichah b'mayim al ha'esh, afilu einoi ata al ha'esh, rach shedin ha'esh." It doesn't have to be al ha'esh. We talked about that a different time, that whether the klivishin has to be al ha'esh or not al ha'esh, but it has to be rach shedin ha'esh, it has to still be ha'esh. What does that mean? There has to be a shedin ha'esh. So Mishnah Berurah over here tells you that if you look in Tufkin days, the Ramah makes the point that it, again, stresses the point that the waters have to be roiskin, and that's the temperature of Hagol, is that the waters are roiskin. Okay? Now, most people who read this din of Shulchan Aruch will assume that roiskin means that the water has to be a rolling boil. Right? That's what a regular person who looks at this din says roiskin means it has to be a nice rolling boil. Okay? In fact, you tell people when they kash or kli, you say to them, if you stick in something cold into the kli, if you stick in one fork into the kli and the water stops boiling, so then wait another few seconds, that's a bit later, wait a few seconds so the water heats up again before you put in the next kli. That's what most people would usually think. And we would translate that as 212 degrees. In fact, it's a Shulchan from Moshe, where he says, I'll read you these words, V'gam tzorach shechoyim hamayim hamagilin, yeh loy pachos mishtei meis ushneim es osar, sherach b'choyim zeh heim roisim ha'golach. Okay? And then at the end he says again, "Lachein tzarach shiye b'choim l'tachos mireish shud beis shazehu roslin." Okay, so he says it two times. What to most people is obvious. Most people just assume that the water has to be 212, which is when water boils. So that's what the simple reading of what this thing is. But many people who work in kashrus are familiar that Rabbi Galsky says over something from Rav Moshe that you can kash even 190 degrees is considered roslin also. Okay, and the question is, where did that shita come from? And what would be the basis for such a shita? And let's try to understand whether where it comes from or whether it's correct. Okay, so before I tell you where it comes from, there's a raya, and we'll discuss this raya a few times today. There's a raya to the idea that roiskin doesn't have to be 212 degrees, a rolling coil like we see it. What's the raya? The Beis Yosef over here, and more clearly in Yerodea, says like this. How do we know that a kli rishon shloyeg ad ha'esh is still considered a kli rishon? So it comes from the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Shabbos, we're familiar with this, which is if you have a kli rishon that was used on the fire, you take it off the fire. The din is even when you take the kli rishon off the fire, it still has the din of a kli rishon. That you now have the din, you now put spices into that kli. Okay, you now put uncooked spices into a pot. That's a kli rishon because it's bishul on Shabbos. So it says the case in the Gemara is if you had a fire that was boiling when Shabbos started, the Ben Eshmashas, it was boiling, and you took it off, and Misha Techshach, you're not allowed to put spices into it, because if you do so, you're putting it into a Kli Rishon, and therefore, it's going to be Bishul on Shabbos. Now, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's a Chumrah, but the Beis Yosef, the Torah and the Beis Yosef say, Lekula, that it's considered kli rishon, even if you took, just like l'chumra, it's considered kli rishon, also l'kula is considered kli rishon, and you could kasher, and then that's what we talked about, exactly which case you're allowed to do that. But listen to the case. The pot was on the fire at Bein Hashemashes, you took it off the fire, and then when it got dark outside, you then put spices into it. Okay? Now, everybody knows that if you take the pot off the fire, a second later, it won't be at a rolling boil. And if you wait from Bein Hashemashes until it gets dark outside, whatever your shear of that is going to be, as short as it's going to be, it's sure not going to be 212 at that point. Yes, the din is. Yes, the Gemara seems to be, the way the Beis Yosef is understanding it for everything, that's still considered to be roiskin. And this din that Rashi din or Reseach, he's bringing it from this Gemara, and yet he's calling it roiskin, even though it's not 212 and it's not at a rolling boil. Okay, so just as an over idea, that there should be such an idea that unless you could have roiskin that's not at a rolling boil, and it's not at 212, seems to be mamas from this case, right? We were talking about roiskin. It's coming off of a Gemara, which L'chaira is talking about that the water is not roiskin. Yes, that this thing that says she says like the Gemara says during Shabbos. Now, it's we would question that because the Gemara is talking L'chumra. It's fish on Shabbos.
Most of it is a fish on
Shabbos. Right. I'm not talking about that part of what the Beis Yosef is talking about, but he uses that as the explanation for this din. It comes from that more. He brings it here and in here there. He brings it, that's what the makor for this din is. So here's the thing, where it says here, Arach Shedin Rosef is coming from a case where we wouldn't think the word is roiskin, If we took that title, we wouldn't think it was roisling. So we just see that musag, that it could be less than 212 and less than a rolling boil and still be roisling. You just see such a musag. We will see whether that is or is not.
The shuris is much lower, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct. The simple reading of the shuris is not like that. Okay, so now we will see whether this raya is or is not a raya to what Rogalski said. But it's a raya to the idea, but it just opens the idea that it could be such a thing that something could be not 212 degrees and not at a rolling, not at a rolling boil and still could be considered roisling. Okay. Now, originally, I asked Rogalski what he meant many years ago, what he meant where this psak came from, and he said the following. He said like this. He said, Rav Moshe never told him that it's at 190 degrees. Okay, that's an important thing for what we're going to talk about today. Rav Moshe never told him 190. Rav Moshe said, when a certain thing happens, that's considered roisling. Rav Moshe went home and tried that and decided that thing happens at 190 degrees. Okay? So now, the way I originally had understood what Rav Moshe said was like this. If you heat up a pot of water, we're going to do the play of the toys in a second. You'll see. When you heat up a pot of water, I'm not doing it because you have to watch it get hot. That's why. If you heat up a pot of water, which is the hottest part of the pot? Which is the hottest part of the water? The water that's along the bottom, and then the next is what's along the edges. The metal is burning hot, but the metal gets hottest, and particularly at the bottom. So originally I thought that what Rebelski said was that the water that's along the edges, okay, along the part that has to be kashered, that water, when the middle water will be 190 degrees, then the water along the edges will already be at roisling. Okay, it's a hashara that when the middle water is 190, then the outer water, which is at the hottest parts of the pot, will already be 212 degrees.
Does it bubble at the outer?
So there's bubbling on the bottom. We'll see bubbling on the bottom earlier.
More stuff on the side, especially in the steam decker.
Well, a steam decker is different, but we're gonna look at this just as a flat bottom. So the fire is just on the bottom. The bubbling will be on the bottom, but you know that the metal is going to be hotter. So the water, so originally, this is how I had understood it, that the water along the edges, where the kashering has to happen.
Do you have a probe with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The water along the edges, where it's hottest, that's 212, and the middle is 190. Okay? So not that 190 is worse, 212 is worse. But when you have 190 in the middle, then you have worse than along the edges. So I said, that was what I originally understood. So when I've been going through this again, I said to Rybelski, but in Cain, then you could only kasher the pot like that. If I dunked a spoon into this, into the center water, I wouldn't be able to kasher with that. Because the water in the middle, I'm saying now, it's not roisling. Mm-hmm. And more in Yonenu is that what happens if I kasher in a factory? I take this water and spray through a spray bowl.
Right.
Or I take it from one tank to another tank. So there, whatever my lie had that at the edges, it was 212, I lose that as soon as I go into another cleat. Because then just 190 is going into that thing. So Rebecca said, no, you got it all wrong. It's not what I said. That technicality of the water going through plays a role. We'll see in a second. But really, the main point is like this. He said, and now I can put the water on. He said that the when you boil water, as the water gets hotter, before it comes to a rolling boil, there's a word, this is a Yiddish word, a para, okay, which means a steam cloud, okay, like to be steaming.
It's white.
What?
It's very white.
It's white. But the water gets white?
Well,
okay, Rabbi Schwartz said para is used as an adjective to describe someone like who's like steaming man. Okay, like so the word para means steam, okay? And Rabbi Moshe said when you get the roisken doesn't mean that it has to be bubbling. Roisken means you have to have a para that you should form this para above the pot.
Yeah, that's considered right. Also gets very cloudy.
Okay, that's what Rabbi Moshe said. Now, right. Now, wait a second. Now. When there's a power, there's a form of clouds of steam are coming out of it, that's already considered roisling. That's what Rav Moshe said. Now, Rav Belsky went home with that para, and he decided that it happens at 190 degrees. Okay, now, what you'll see is, I'm going to give you something. I've been testing this, okay, and I did.
So why does he say till 12?
What?
Well, why does he say till 12?
I'm not going to answer. If Rav Moshe meant that it's just the edges are 212, we would understand it. Okay, so I can't answer you. Yeah, Rav Moshe said. I'm forgot to say. Belsky says Rav Moshe said that even so, you should always do 212. You should do 212. I have to say. Yes, Rav Belsky.
What is the minute?
No, there is a minute. To always do it at a full receiver. To do it at a full receiver. Rav Moshe himself. Rav Belsky says Rav Moshe said himself that you should always do 212 anyhow. The minute you should always do chatzilah. You should do 212. So now I did a bunch of tests here to watch what happens, and you'll see. That what it goes on is like this. There's be'eruch, three stages of how hot the water, of what you're going to see here. The first stage in the area of like 120 degrees, you'll start seeing wisps of smoke. Okay? Little wisps of smoke will start coming out of the pot.
What temperature?
At about 120-ish, okay? You'll start seeing wisps of smoke. That's the first stage of smoke, of steam. Wisps of smoke, meaning of steam. Yes, of steam. I'm sorry. Yes, of steam. Then, when you get to the area of like 160 degrees, okay, it'll go from being just these thin wisps, like, you know, occasional just like little things of steam, to a nice amount that I call already a steaming, okay, a nice, steady flow of smoke coming out of it, of steam coming out of it. And then, not until we get to like 200, or so it's even more than that, do you see a really strong, heavy amount of steam coming out of the pot. Okay? So, I said, I took all these toys yesterday to Radowski, on my way to this other meeting, and I said to him, so tell me, I didn't say this stronger, I said, where did you come up with 190 degrees? What happens magical at 190 degrees? It doesn't seem to be any consistency that something happens there. There's a fair amount of smoking coming around at 160 degrees. Of steaming going on at 160 degrees. So, if you want to think that's considered rising, okay. And in fact, there's a sheet that's showing like that. There's a sheet in the Rishonim that says that the maximum temperature you have to fagol is not Roiskin, it's Yad Chazal's way. So they hold that the para is, when it gets to that good amount of steaming, where Moshe says para is Roiskin, they hold that amount of steaming is considered Roiskin. But the truth is, most people wouldn't think like that. It's hard to believe you can capture 160 degrees. And most people would think, when you'll see the heavier steaming that goes on at 200 and 205 degrees, they'll say, most people looking at it would say, oh, that's probably about to boil. You look at it, you see, now you see it's starting to have the wisps. I don't know if you can see now. Okay, we're at 110, 111. You start seeing wisps of steam coming out of it. Okay, just, you know, occasional wisps.
So I see already rice coming on the bottom.
But you see, the bubbling you see from the start, you'll see steam boil. You'll see bubbling. Now, Radowski explains scientifically what's going on there is that water is boiling, the water on the bottom is boiling. As it comes to the top, it gets cooled off by the water come in it, so most of the bubbles don't even make it to the top. Okay, but a fair amount of them are even making it to the top. Okay,
so you're putting the probe all the way on the bottom.
We're at 110 degrees. The water's not hot now. You can stick your finger into it. Okay, the water's not hot
yet. You say the bubbles.
So
really, rice kind
of those bubbles are
The deeper you put it in,
touch the bottom, it would be rice.
Let's see. Don't assume.
Okay, I shouldn't say. I don't know where on this probe is what measures. Okay, so I'm not sure if it's fair to just figure out the
right. It's usually pretty much at the point. I said put it
at the tip. At the tip.
Yeah, but when it touches to a pipe. Well, I don't know. This is not a point, you know.
No, when the water, it's not going to jump. So I don't think that I'm measuring it right. I don't think it's accurately measuring it. Okay, but so here you're going to see wisps like this.
Where? Show me the wisps.
The steam, just sit down. You'll see the steam coming out of it. See, just thin amounts of steam coming out of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what I call a first stage. Okay, now this stuff's not even that this point that anyone should think that you can't believe that that's what Ramosha meant. Now the second stage at like 160, we'll be there in a few minutes. We get to like 160 degrees. So then you could imagine that's what he meant, and I think really that's what the other Rishonim hold. You could imagine that's what he meant, but I said to Rabbi, if that's what he meant, so then what are you telling me that 190? At 160, we're going to be at that point, okay? Well before we get to 190. LMI, the simple understanding is when you see what happens at 200, 205 degrees, there's already starting to be a more serious bubbling. You see good amounts of steam coming out of this thing. So most people look at them and say, oh, well, the words people would use is say the tchilas resicha. It's the beginning of boil. It's not a full rolling boil, but it's the beginning. That's what most people look at it. And you can imagine what you're saying that. But so we sat, and the water bubbled, and Radowski took the pot off the fire and put it on the table to try something. And then he stuck the thermometer under the pot, on the table, and he tried all kinds of things. We actually had an audience. Okay, whatever, that's a different story. And he tried all kinds of things, and he had no explanation. He didn't give any good explanation for what was going on. At the very end...
I'm sure he didn't use a probe. Was he using a probe?
I'm sure he did, yes. I'm sure he... Maybe it wasn't digital in those days.
Person?
Yes. I'm sure maybe it wasn't digital in those days, but he definitely did something like this. He told me. He said, Ramosha told him what he's supposed to look for. He went home, and then he did it. Okay? So I try to be better than that. Is that I went... If I did it at home, I went back to him. I said to him, which one... You'll see what happens at 160. It looks like what he's describing. Okay? But you don't believe that at 160... So now, the only thing he came up with at the end was, he said, maybe this pot that I'm using, which is what I used in test number 1 and test number 3 on your paper, this pot is a pretty small pot. So what happens is, the water that boils on the bottom can get to the top. Lots of that steam can get to the top without having to give off all heat into the rest of the water, without being cooled so much by the other water. So in a smaller pot, you'll have your para at a lower temperature. And if you had a really big pot, he said, if you take a yeshiva kitchen pot and you boil it over there, then in that pot, you won't see the para until 190 degrees. Okay?
Okay.
Now, So why is this pot the wrong pot and that's the right pot? Who decided which pot is which? I said, and maybe we should say is that in every pot, it depends when it happens. Okay? But then afterwards, I left. I said, wait a second. We did a test like that. In the second test, which was not a yeshiva pot, it was just a bigger pot than this, it didn't happen, didn't hit steaming until 200 degrees. At 196, it was still not boiling. So, it hit at 190 in that one, it wasn't at the middle stage. The second one was a more medium sized pot.
It does change with the size of the pot. So he probably used a certain specific pot, and it's just the right size, and at 190 it was.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So if you found just the right pot and came at 190, so that means it's for now, forever and ever, that's what the temperature should be. So either it depends on the pot, or we have to figure out what's an official size. I don't know what it should be, but what made 190 into a magical number?
You're right.
Because you use a specific pot, makes no sense, or you'll see what happens after 200 degrees. Now, okay, we're getting a little bit closer to a steam. You'll see what happens when we get over 200 degrees. There's a good heavy steaming, and the bubbles are much more serious, that they're the average Talmud Chacham on the street will look and say, hey, it's Erech boiling. If you tell them what Moshe says when it's about to boil, when it's close,
it's in every pot?
But it's over 200 degrees, and it's not exactly the same for every pot. But it's more uniform than the other one. And maybe then also it depends on the pot. But the number seems to be higher rather than the... Okay, we're at 156.
I just don't understand this whole concept about something that Rav Moshe, he heard from Rav Moshe, that he said something about para without any written thing, without any source where Rav Moshe is getting it from. And based on that, the whole kashrus is affected, and this becomes a shita. It sounds like a chassid and a rebbe with halacha. That's what it sounds like.
You're right.
I don't get it.
You're correct. You're definitely correct. And that makes me apprehensive about the whole thing. Kosher came that he didn't even, the way he tells it, says it, and I've heard this more than once, he didn't bring the pot to Rav Moshe and say, tell me which one it is. Rav Moshe gave him a description. I don't know how elaborate that description was. We're at 162. He took that description, right, and he went home and tried it at home, at least to go back to him and say to him, so that's why I took the pot to him. I said to Rav Moshe, I said, tell me what you're looking for. Okay, this is, we're at 163. Okay, it's moving now from being wisps to being more of a steaming. Okay,
right.
And as we start moving, you'll see a more consistent cloud coming out of this thing. Okay, now, there are Rishonim hold that Royce, that the max you need for Hagola is Yatzla at this point. And my guess is, the way Rav Moshe is saying it, this is the Shita. And this para, they didn't use the word para.
I don't know why you're saying that. Rav Moshe said para based on our Shita. Para doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara.
No, I understand that.
And
I understand that. But where would the Shita come from? Okay, you're right. The Shita could be totally independent of this thing. But there's a stage that happens that's similar to our type of boiling that happens at their temperature also. It's not just Yatzla, but it's just a number. At Yatzla, but there's something that's similar to what Rav Moshe is telling us for an our kind of roisin. So we could say their sheet is along the lines of our sheet rather than just a completely different... okay, we're at 169. Okay, now you watch now, from now till 200 degrees, and you don't have to watch every second, from now till 200 degrees, and tell me if you see any meaningful change. I'll tell you when we hit 190.
Meaningful what?
See the amount of steaming that you see now.
Right.
Okay, this is a certain amount of steaming that's going on, and there's a little bit of bubbling and whatever is going on. It's the same, bubbling is almost the same the whole time. Okay, there's little bubbles across the whole bottom, and a couple are getting to the top consistently. So there's a couple getting to the top all the time. But the steam, now just watch the steam. We saw the steam was at an earlier stage, it was just wisps. Just now it's gotten to be a more consistent, what I call a light steaming at this point. Okay. But the heavier steaming is not, we'll see, will not happen until... Okay, there's another question where Rogelsky was trying to be mechalik between big pots and little pots, that he wants to say that the bubbles make it up, and they don't make it up, is that you'll see that when this finishes boiling, or even now if we took it off, it will continue steaming like this for a very long time. Okay, so now, if you're going to say it's only because the little bubbles get to the top, if I take this pot off the fire now, it'll keep doing this steaming inside, even without any little bubbles getting to the top. That does, and it doesn't depend on the bubbles. If I took it off the fire now, it would keep doing what it's doing. Okay, and
let me just ask you, on Shabbos, once you take it off the fire, how long is it considered a clay rishon?
You mean how long?
Time-wise.
You mean until how long it cools down?
No, 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 no,
8 hours later?
As long as it's hot. I don't know if it's yet. I don't know what the temperature is.
That's
as long as it's yet. So now, the truth is, now that we think back about that Gemara that I told you, the Gemara is not as strong of a raya as it sounded like. It's a raya that doesn't have to be a rolling boil. Right? Once you take it off the fire, it will not stay at a rolling boil. Not more than for a second, we'll say the rolling boil.
Somebody told me that if you have a klicheris of some sort, the heat better, it boils for, I don't know how long.
Okay. Good. So in a very strong pot, maybe we can imagine it'll be at a rolling boil for 10 seconds. It can't be at a rolling boil for very long. That's not going to happen. But could it stay at 205 degrees? Yeah, that could be. Put the cover on. It'll stay at this temperature, going down. I measured on your paper, I measured going down every 2-3 minutes. It stays very hot for a long time, and I did it uncovered. If you did it covered in a big pot, a thicker pot, and this and that, it could stay at 205 degrees for a very long time.
The longer you heat it up at the beginning, the slower it goes.
Slower it cools? Okay, and also it has food in it. It has double cushion in it, so it stays hot. So if you're looking at something, the Gemara is just saying is that you still see from the Gemara that there's such a musag that without a rolling boil at 212 degrees, it could be considered roisin. That I still think you see for the Gemara. But do you see that it goes all the way down to the 190? Labdaka. I'm saying that could be, if you say that the temperature is 205,
well,
to be roisin.
It's only 9 minutes, you know what I mean?
What'd you say?
It's only the truth.
Well, okay. That's correct. The Spanish washers were not that long.
Right.
That's correct.
The rye from Shabbos is that you take it off on Shabbos, as long as it's yatzei lettuce, it's bishul.
Right.
The rye is that if you take it off, it remains a kli rishon.
No, that if you'd be in Hilchos Shabbos, but in Hilchos Hakol is kalim, and in your day in Hilchos Hakol is kalim, the Beis Yosef says that's the rye to this din.
When you take it off the fire, it remains a kli rishon.
Okay.
In Hilchos Hakol, there's an additional condition that you need ma'alei rishicha. That case is considered
what the Gemara describes over there is what is over here is a good kashering. You could kasher the way the Gemara says it. You could look like.
What I'm trying to say is that out of Hilchos Shabbos we can pull out that it remains a halachic kli rishon if you remove from the fire. I don't think you can pull out of Hilchos Shabbos.
You think the Roseach part of it, he's not getting pulled?
Right. Okay. Roseach is something that is Hilchos
Hakol. Okay. He's right talking about it. If I remember, he may even say, Kedair Sheviru Murusach, maybe he may even say Beferish, that he's bringing that the words here, Raksha Den Roseach, are coming from that Gemara. So I can't say that for sure. Let's look inside the Beis Yosef. But as he brings that Gemara, this being, okay, let's look at it again. Okay, we're at 176, okay? I'm sorry that it's going so slow. we have to just time it right so you should see it at the right time. What? We're at 176. To me, the steam looks relatively the same, maybe a drop stronger than we had before. Okay? I'm sorry that's going so slow.
We're in test number one, right?
No, which one is this? What am I doing?
Size pot.
Test number three. Because test number one was done with this pot on a gas fire. And test number three was done with this pot on this ceramic electric plate. That's this hot plate.
Set on medium high. For an early evening. What difference does it make?
What it made a difference was is that, I'll tell you why it made the difference was, because when you're in steam, what you see of vapors is totally in the air temperature and the humidity in the room. Mm-hmm. So really, if you want to do this test accurately, you have to replicate the same thing again and again in the room. So like the second test I did with my daughter baking cookies on the other side of the room, so it was in a very hot kitchen. Okay, so that might make the room be more hotter, and therefore you see less vapors. And the other one was over there. I'm not convinced that any of that makes a tremendous difference, but I figured for honesty I should write down that it was done under a drop different circumstances. No, I wrote that the oven was on. The oven was on. But Rabbi Belsky hopes to try to figure out an answer to the question. He did turn off the air conditioner in his room. Okay, he did turn off the air conditioner in his room to see if that would help. That was one of the things that he tried.
Some small... What are we up to? What temperature?
Yeah, no.
What temperature?
In the 170s. Some small continuing rising.
So soon it's going to change, so most of them are going to be rising.
Yeah, and you know, oddly, this I can't explain, when I did the test in this one, I don't remember what happened to Ardelsky, but when I did this at home, all of a sudden came a certain temperature, all the bubbles disappeared. I don't know. Maybe someone just banged the pot. I don't know. But all the bubbles disappeared. You'll see that. All of a sudden, this is not such a fine thing. And all of a sudden, all the bubbles completely disappeared.
This is going to be the next Einstein.
I don't know why we're not moving anyplace.
The next Einstein breakthrough.
Maybe the pulse is not working. We seem to have got stuck here at 174. Did I blow a fuse, maybe?
Did it go fast?
Turn it off and then turn it back on.
It's cooling down. It's
true.
What?
Should I blow a fuse? Going
something very strange here, because it always... It's lights on. The light's not on. You see? I don't know what I did. Something's not working, right? It was the...
Well, the light is there, but it's on.
Is the light on?
No.
No change.
I haven't seen the light on the whole time, by the way.
It always was on. Well, I shouldn't say. I didn't see it today. When it's on, it's on. I'll see what's happening. I'm thinking, actually, the water's not getting hotter. It's not.
We need jam. Jam the blue views.
Maybe we burnt out the burner. It served its function. You know what it is?
So
what is
it? I don't think it was on hold.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. You didn't notice it? Well, the fire is not working now.
It's working.
Plug is working?
Plug is working.
Okay, so then obviously we put this thing out. It serves its function in life.
Okay.
That's right. He's able to... Okay, so we are not going to get to the end of this. If you want, we'll have to try this at home then. Anyway, so you can look at the numbers yourself then. I'm sorry. My pot is over. Anyhow, so what it is so
the half run is over.
There we go. In conclusion. In conclusion.
If it does not work, it's going to have to go down, right?
Yeah, it is cooling down. It is cooling down. Okay, in conclusion. Reversa told Lebelski that there's a certain temperature under 212 that the water is considered to be Reuskin. A certain temperature that is considered Reuskin. Reversa describes it as a certain kind of a steam rising up from it, that's considered already Reuskin also. Ravelsky tested that and found that to be 190 degrees, and when we recreated that test by ourselves and in front of Ravelsky, we did not see any magical thing happening at 190. An early stage happened at 120, another stage happened in the area of like 160 usually, and then the last stage happened very close to boiling, like in the area of 200-205 degrees. So we don't see any magical thing happening at 190. It's hard to believe that the important stage is 160. So if we would have to guess, we would think that temperature for the Hagola, even according to Ramosha, who's saying there's a lower temperature of Reuskin, that lower temperature of Reuskin would be in the area of like 200-205 degrees, not that it would be in the area of 190, which doesn't...
What happens at 200-205?
If you turn the page,
okay.
You'll see that there the steam gets much heavier. I'm sorry that you're not getting to see it. The steam gets much more serious, and the bubbling gets to look more serious also. A person who would look at that pot would... Many people looking at it would say, this pot is boiling. This pot is about to boil. It's holding. It's just us. It's about to boil. It's easier to accept that anyhow, that Ramosha said that's considered already Reuskin. Reuskin doesn't have to be the full rolling boil, that's already considered Reuskin. And that would fit in with what people would assume, and we see that happen. We don't see any major thing happen before that, except the stage at like the 160 when we got a nice amount of steaming. We didn't see any major things happening between that. I'm sorry you're not getting to see it yourself. Anyhow, so we're left with a question. And
there's another problem with the Cashman Cable, where there's no steam. You're talking about, you know, inside closed systems, so there's no steam altogether.
You think there's no steam? You assume.
You don't need to see the steam. It's only a lot.
Right, but there will be.
I don't know.
We covered the pot. It's actually a different thing. That if you cover a pot, so much steam forms under there It's because there's a halacha there. It's because it's like a klirushin. The din, we'll see later, the cover of a pot has to be captured as a klirushin, not as iruy. If I have something over here, hanging over here, this means iruy
klirushin. I'm sure my total system is pressurized, where there's nothing in there.
Oh, if it's,
no
okay,
space,
pressurized,
right?
Is different. Pressurized is a different thing, because then boiling happens at higher temperatures,
right.
So you won't have steaming at low temperatures. Yes, you're right. There will not be steaming at low temperatures. You're right. Because you won't see any evaporation. So for that, I think David's correct. This is a different thing for Rebelski, that it's temperature that counts, not bubbles that count.
Yeah,
okay? That's a different thing. Maybe we'll get to that one day. That's a different thing. What happens if you go to Denver where the water boils at a lower temperature? What temperature do you boil at? Or what happens if you boil kasha with alcohol and it boils at 175 degrees? So you'll see bubbles, but it won't be boiling. Okay, so that's a different shita. Okay? But that's a different shmooze.
When did you understand that you had a misunderstanding what Rabbi Belsky said? Because I talked to you a couple months ago, that's what you were telling me.
The original. Besides. Yes.
Right. So when did you find out?
I'll tell you what happened. I, in preparing for today, I was looking through this again. And I took my notes from way back when, which I saw would never sign those notes, and I sent them back to Rabelski and said, can Rabbi Belsky sign these notes? Could you look them over and check them? It never made it to him, so I finally just called.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is how I understood it from when that time. Is that correct? And I said, no, it's not correct. And he gave me the better explanation. And
right now, you just wiped out Kashrus by 205.
Let's say we know a person, a spray dryer, the blue is at 350. So the kashering is at Roislin, because that's the din is that the max you need for Hagol is Roislin. You don't need more than Roislin. So we say, okay, if a spray dryer will get to 200 degrees, let's say, so then under the right circumstances and for stock or whatever, we'll say, okay, good. You didn't have the Roislin, the traditional 212 degrees, but you had a Mal Rishikha, as Ramosha said, 190 degrees is Roislin also. So there you can't do Kabbalah Kachbote. The bleed wasn't at 150 degrees. The bleed was at way over. We have to do the maximum. So I think it's a serious question, and I didn't feel that I got a satisfying answer. So no, so it means is that the CRC or Abba Hashkach will have to decide the question for themselves. Look at the evidence and decide the question for themselves. Like you said, it's a pretty odd thing that the whole world is making a decision based on one person's conversation without any.
It's convenient.
Yes, that's true.
I personally would never rely on 190 if I don't also have Kabbalah Kachbote. If you really need kashering, I mean, the spray dryer was so much on the, you know, the same as the young money.
Okay.
If you don't really, really need kashering, and it's just when it's 190 business.
Good. You what? Finish
yourself. He doesn't like to be so much on 190.
If Kabbalah Kachbote, if you have that, that's good.
That's more straightforward.
Just be saying if that on 190, and the temperature went in, it was over 190, and when you really need kashering, I wouldn't.
So either you're a Navi, that you're mechavan to this.
But it's fine,
you
know, to be honest,
what you demand.
Most
places, they're very places.
You always have Kabbalah Kachbote.
Because they only pressurize at 160.
Yeah, the 170. But it's always over there. It could be
when
you're
in the septic, if they do a septic?
I don't know if that's kashering anymore.
So that means you would do for 170? If they run it at 160.
Yeah. No.
Yes,
he's saying
it's
190.
What are you asking for?
I'm asking for at least 190.
You're right. You could do it over 212. Right. Okay. I'm saying, so the truth is, right, Dusk will tell you, as did Ramosha.
I just think, like, all this farm, doesn't mention this whole 190 business. It doesn't.
Because
on pair, you know?
Right, exactly. That's what. So after Rabbi Belsky himself will tell you, as did Ramosha, he said it himself, that you should do the 212 anyhow. This is just like a fallback. Rebelski once wrote something. I'll get it for you guys. He wrote something that he once heard about. An RC came and said, this is how he came to the company. Is it possible that you could maybe get me water that's 190 in this clique? That was his opening position. That wasn't after 12 years of negotiations. That was the opening position. Is it possible that you could get me 190 in the equipment? So that showed Rebelski how far this went. You know what I mean? So he wrote something to explain that how you show me 190 if your mom is, like, you know, really pressed like that. But Yossi's correct. You should do it at 212. And that the cases to rely on it is more for cases where the bleed was less than that, like it's 160. But the Kabbalah Kachbote is more straightforward. That's in 1-2 halachas if we ever get there. But this whole number of 190 is tackled.
What is the question?
Oh,
he was in the mouth?
by kavush. Okay, there's a machlokes in achronim whether what you need temperature for kashrus to kavush. The simple reading, we'll get to that. I don't remember where. We'll get to that one day. But the simple reading of the Primogodim is that you need to have roskin for that temperature also. Rabbi Shechter and Rabbi Ganak have a different reading of that. We'll get to that. I think the simple reading is that you need roskin for that. We'll get to that. Let's stop here.